Democrat debate, Andrew Yang to do something no candidate has ever done. By Joshua Kaplan on September 11, 2019. 2020 White House hopeful Andrew Yang will do something no presidential candidate has ever done during Thursday evening's Democrat presidential primary debate, according to the candidate's campaign manager. Daily Beast editor Sam Stein revealed that Yang's campaign manager teased the mysterious act in a telephone call on Wednesday and declined to elaborate any further. Zach Grauman, co-founder and CEO of Suit Up, serves as Yang's campaign head. Yang later addressed the speculation, tweeting that he will be crowd surfing in sandals at the debate, a likely joke to keep fans in suspense. Yang is one of 10 candidates who qualified for the third debate, which will be held at Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas. Other candidates who have qualified are former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. According to a Real Clear Politics poll average, Yang currently sits in seventh place at 2.5%, one spot ahead of O'Rourke. Yang is basing his bid for the Democratic Party nomination for president in 2020 on providing universal basic income, a monthly $1,000 subsidy, to Americans to protect the economy from consequences of automation. Yang announced his candidacy in late 2017 and has based his platform around the concern that new technologies, including artificial intelligence, will destroy millions of jobs in the next decade. He describes his economic policy as human-centered capitalism. "A crisis is underway. We have to work together to stop it, or risk losing the heart of our country," Yang's campaign website states. The center of Yang's campaign is a proposal to institute a universal basic income that he calls the Freedom Dividend, which would provide $1,000 every month to every American older than 18, independent of their work status or other factors. This would enable all Americans to pay their bills, educate themselves, start businesses, be more creative, stay healthy, relocate for work, spend time with their children, take care of loved ones, and have a real stake in the future, his website states. Yang made headlines last week for citing a United Nations study during CNN's climate change town hall event, which claims the world could stop climate change if the majority of people switched to a vegetarian diet. "I think it would be healthy on both an individual and a societal level for us to move in that direction," he stated. The UPI contributed to this report.